2 Samuel chapter 3. Now, there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. Now, in the Bible, a house often means a family. And David grew stronger and stronger, but the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. Now, I've been saying that David used every opportunity to show grace to the house of Saul. Men of Jabesh buried Saul, and although they were sort of against David, all David rushed to bless them because they buried Saul's body. And so he goes on, he even says later on, is there anybody in Saul's family that I can show grace to? And so it was a fight that he didn't want to be in. And sometimes you end up in conflicts that you don't want to be in. And because of that attitude, David's side, as it were, got stronger. To David were sons born in Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon from Ahinoam from Jezreel. His second, Chileab of Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. The third, Absalom, the son of Maachah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital. The sixth, Ithream of Eglah, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. It happened that while there was war between the house or the family or supporters of Saul and the house of David, that Abner became the leader on behalf of the house of Saul. Now, Saul had a concubine. It's another woman that was in his family who was not formally his wife, and her name was Rizpah. Ishbosheth, that's one of the sons of Saul, whom Abner had set up to be king on his side, Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why have you gone into my father's concubine?" And Abner was really angry for the words of Ishbosheth, and he said, "Am I just a dog that belongs to Judah? I've shown kindness to the house of Saul, your father, to his brothers and to his friends, and I have not delivered you into the hand of David. And yet you charge me this day with a fault about this woman. God do so to Abner and more also. If, as Yahweh has sworn to David, I don't do even so to him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul and to set up the throne of David over Israel and Judah, from Dan to Beersheba." So Abner's saying, because of this, I'm going to switch sides. I was leading for your side, for Saul's side, I'm going to go and support David's side. But I suspect he wanted to do this anyway, and he was just using the argument they had about this woman to, well, justify as a sort of an excuse what he wanted to do. He couldn't answer Abner another word because he was frightened of him. Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, "Make an alliance with me, and behold, my hand will be with you to bring all Israel to you." That is, not just Judah, which David had under his control, but "I'll bring all Israel under your control." David said, "Good, I'll make a treaty with you, but I ask one thing, that is, you shall not see my face unless you first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come to see my face." David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, saying, "Deliver me my wife Michal, whom I pledge to be married to me for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, Paltiel. Her husband went with her weeping as he went and followed her to Bahurim. Then Abner said to him, "Go back, return," and he returned. Well, David was a man after God's own heart, but he did things which weren't right, and I think this was one of them. I don't think he should have broken up this person's marriage just because he was annoyed that his earlier wife had gone off with somebody else and he had killed a load of Philistines in order to get her, and she'd been given to somebody else. Well, that's what had happened. And yet, clearly her husband loved her, and it's a sad picture of the husband following weeping. And then he's told very cruelly, "Just go back, return." Abner communicated with the elders of Israel, saying, "In the past, you wanted David to be king over you. Now then do it, because Yahweh has spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant David, I will save Israel from the Philistines and all their enemies.' And Abner spoke in the ears of the people of Benjamin," that's the tribe that Saul had come from. "And Abner went to speak to David in Hebron all that seemed good to Israel and to Benjamin. So Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him. David made Abner a feast, and Abner said to David, 'I will leave now, and I will gather all Israel to my lord the king, that they may make a covenant with you, and that you may reign over all that you desire.' So David sent Abner away in peace. The servants of David and Joab came back from a fight, and they brought a lot of spoil with them. But Abner wasn't with David in Hebron, because he'd been sent away in peace. So when Joab and all the army came back, they told Joab, saying, "Abner came to the king, and he sent him away in peace." That is, they'd made an agreement. Don't forget, Abner killed Joab's brother Asahel with the back end of his spear when Asahel was chasing him, trying to kill him. Then Joab came to the king and said, "What have you done? Behold, Abner came to you. Why is it that you sent him away and he's gone? You know Abner, he just came to deceive you and to spy on what you're doing." When Joab had come out from David, he sent messengers after Abner to come back. He'd already reached the well of Sirah. David didn't know about this. So Abner returned to Hebron. Joab took him aside in the midst of the gate to speak with him quietly, and struck him there so that he died for the blood of Asahel his brother. When David heard of this, he said, "I and my kingdom are guiltless before God forever of the blood of Abner. Let the guilt of it be on Joab. Let there not fail from the house of Joab one who is a leper or who limps or who falls by the sword or who lacks bread." So Joab and Abishai his brother killed Abner because Abner had killed their brother Asahel in the battle of Gibeon. So you see the trouble if you don't forgive. Somebody kills somebody and then there's got to be revenge. I'm going to pay back. And the only way to break that endless cycle is forgiveness. Now, David is a really good example of this. I mean, he goes out of his way to demonstrate that I really had nothing to do with this. This was a murder that I did not go for, that I did not agree, that I didn't order. I want peace. David said to Joab and to all those who were with him, "Tear your clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourn before Abner." They buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner. The king lamented for Abner and said, "Should Abner have died as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put in fetters. As a man falls before wicked men, so you fell." And the people wept over him, and the people realized that it was not of David to kill Abner. So, and he says to Joab, "You men, the sons of Zeruiah," this was actually a relative of David, because it seems that Joab and his brothers were actually the nephews of David. He says, "You sons of Zeruiah are too hard for me." So David was really a soft man. And yet, like all of us, because we should all be soft, he had a mix of men who were hard, and he doesn't like doing that, just like we don't like being in a hard world.